Monday.
It's Monday.
Why don't they just change the name of Monday to Fun Day? Because Monday, people, if you ask most people, which day of the week do you dread the most? Most people would say Monday, because you have a full work week ahead of you. You got 5 days. But if they would just change the name to Fun Day, you can't not like a day called Fun Day.
I'll tell you, I usually have worse Tuesdays than I do Mondays.
Tuesday's bad for you? Why is Tuesday?
Well, Monday, you're kind of excited to get back to work.
Yeah?
Said no one ever.
Right.
No, I love coming into work. And, you know, you've had a nice little weekend, and it's like we're fresh. I like getting in on a Monday.
Right.
Tuesday is just that day that has no purpose. Like, it's just one day more to get you to hump day. Once you get to hump day, the rest of it's smooth sailing. But I don't like Tuesdays.
How about that?
I know they're usually two for Tuesdays.
Yeah, normally.
But one's enough.
It seemed like when we were growing up that, and I know this can't be, but it seemed like most Mondays, because I used to walk to school. I didn't have the luxury of a bus, and my mom and dad didn't drive us. We walked. It was just a couple of blocks, but I walked to school every day. And it seemed like every Monday it was either raining or snowing or something. It was never just a clear, no elements to destroy you Monday. It just seemed like you wake up, you look outside, it was gray and dismal and rainy
tough.
And cold. I know it couldn't have been like that every week, but it sure seemed like it was. But I always attribute that to like today.
The Monday blues.
Look, Yeah.
The moon days.
Right. So it's December, and it's like 60 degrees outside, and it's clear, and it's nice. This is not representative of the Mondays we knew. I'll take it. I love this. This is great.
I'm okay with a Monday. Tuesday, you'll see. Tomorrow is just kind of like, Tuesday's got nothing.
Oh, no.
Monday's the first day of the week. You're fresh. You know, if you had a bad week last week, you get to start it all over.
Right.
A clean, fresh start. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, it's hump day.
It's almost there.
You're almost there. Thursday, tomorrow's the big one.
Uh-huh.
Friday, best day ever invented.
Best day ever invented.
Tuesday's nothing. They do nothing for me.
Were you affected by what your choices on television were? Because a lot of times for me growing up, the quality of the day was based on which shows I could watch at night. Now, keep in mind for the kids listening, because Wendy, you and I do a huge business with the kids. For the kids, you now have DVRs, so your scheduling is up to you. You can put any show on any time of the day or night, whenever you feel like
but
it.
But back in the day,
you had to watch Monday shows on Monday, Tuesday shows on Tuesday.
Wasn't Tuesday Happy Days?
I think Monday was Happy Days. I think.
Really?
Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days. Maybe you're right. No, that was just a song. I think Mondays.
I thought it was Tuesday nights. I wish someone could call us right now at 312-235-2525 and do the rundown of what was on our televisions. Let's say, in the 70s?
Yeah.
72,
yeah.
Let's say. On what day of the week? Because really, that's all you had was, hey, it's prime time. It's 7 o'clock. It's must-watch TV from 7 to 10, Monday through Friday.
The ones I always remember is Night Gallery was on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. I know that for a fact. Welcome Back, Kotter was on Thursday nights. I know that for a
Thursdays?
Fact.
That was Thursdays?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't remember.
There was just some that just stood out because those were such highlights of the week for me anyway.
Brady's were Friday.
Oh, the Friday block was the best.
It really was. And it was always ABC that did it.
Yes.
ABC was the must-see TV.
You had the Brady Bunch at 7. You had the Partridge Family at 7:30. Things switched around a little bit afterwards. Sometimes you got the Odd Couple. Sometimes
Room 222.
Room 222. The Governor and JJ for 1 year.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that wasn't
who
so
was
good.
Who starred in that?
Dan Duryea.
Again, who starred in that?
Dan Duryea.
I don't know who that is.
He was the governor. And then his daughter, JJ. Boy, was she a handful. That was the fun.
Was she the girl from Rhoda?
No. I can't remember who played JJ, but it was Dan Duryea was the governor in that. But that was only on for a year, so no one who would remember that.
Well, then what took its place?
Stuff kept swapping in and out. And then at 9 o'clock, you had Love American Style, so that you're
that
not
going
to go wrong there. That's a guaranteed good time. 9 o'clock on a Friday.
And did you know, I knew a couple people whose parents wouldn't let them watch Love
American
Style.
Yeah, too racy.
Yeah, but I mean, my mom never said a word. And I just would sit there and watch it with her, which was very embarrassing.
Too racy. Kids now, they could watch porn on their cable.
It was a little racy.
Oh, it's
just
porn. Yeah. Was it, though?
Kind of. There were people in bed.
Yeah, a lot of people.
The bed would be, the springs would be making noise, and you're sitting there next to your mom and your older sister and brother. Oh, this is embarrassing.
I like that on both Love American Style and what were the other shows? The Monkees. There were a couple of shows where their bed like became part of the show. Like they'd push it around outside.
Right.
Like I don't know anybody that ever pushed somebody around on a bed outside, but on TV back in the 70s, that was commonplace. Just turn on a TV, somebody's pushing somebody down the street in a bed.
I don't know when it changed, but they didn't put wheels on beds after this, the 70s.
It's too dangerous. Because everybody was watching that.
Right.
That's why your friends couldn't watch Love American Style, not because of the sex, because parents were afraid their kids would go cruising around in a bed and get hit at a traffic light or something. It was dangerous.
What would you say the prime year was, like 1972?
Oh, for the shows?
For that.
Early 70s probably. Although the Monkees were a little earlier. But remember, like in the opening credits of the Monkees, weren't they? They were pushing
Here
around.
Here we come. Wheeling down in a bed.
They were also having crazy fun at the beach. One of them would bump into the other one. He would roll. He'd knock another one down. He'd roll. The Monkees were fun.
When was All in the Family on? And Bridget Loves Bernie.
Bridget Loves Bernie was in the Friday block for a little while.
MASH, Sanford and Son.
MASH was, in my head, MASH was Mondays, but I think they moved MASH around a little bit. And that was CBS. That was never part of the Friday ABC block.
All right, I think I have a schedule.
Separate.
Oh, I have a schedule, Bill.
All right.
This is from 1972.
So Brady Bunch and Partridge Family for sure.
So we're doing Friday nights now?
Yeah, Friday.
Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, Room 222, Odd Couple, Love American Style. That was ABC.
That's as solid. You can't get more solid than that.
Although, what a dilemma, because on CBS on Friday nights, you had Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
A movie,
mm-hmm.
and that took you to 10 o'clock.
That's not bad. But that, if you were a kid in 1972, that was your lineup right there. Were you a watcher of Room 222?
Loved it.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
Karen Valentine.
She was great.
Michael Constantine.
Constantine.
I was close.
Lloyd Haynes. Heshamu.
Good for you. Bless you.
Do you remember that kid?
Was he the guy with the fro?
Yeah.
The red afro?
No, that was somebody else. Heshamu was the African-American kid, because my brother and I, every week, we'd read the credits out loud, and we'd get to Heshamu, and we'd look at each other, and we'd go, that kid's name is Heshamu.
Why didn't you name your first kid that?
I had girls. You don't name a girl Heshamu.
Why not?
Heshamu is a boy's name.
Matt, you have the schedule, right? And then on the other network, NBC, you had All in the Family, Bridget Loves Bernie, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Bob Newhart, and then Mission Impossible.
Wait.
No.
That wasn't Friday.
Sanford and Son, Little People. What was that?
That was with Brian Keith. He was a doctor in Hawaii.
Ghost Story.
It was later renamed the Brian Keith Show. Ghost Story was Sebastian Cabot. It was an anthology series, like Twilight Zone.
And then Banyan.
Yeah, with George Peppard.
Oh, God. Matt, what day do you remember best?
Well, I've got the 1973 schedule.
Oh, excellent. All right. So just give the title, and I'll see if I can remember what the show was.
What?
Okay. So what day it was, you mean?
No, just give the title of the show. I mean, give the day, too, but don't give a synopsis of what the show was. Let me see if I can remember.
Okay. Well, Tuesday was Happy Days.
That one's
obvious. Do you remember that one, Bill?
That one's obvious.
I think we all remember that.
That one's up. Well, you didn't know. Half of the Friday lineup you just mentioned, you didn't remember Ghost
Banyan.
Story.
Banyan. Remembers that besides
me,
you?
Just me.
Adam 12 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Kent McCord.
Martin Milner.
Yeah. One Adam 12. We have a B-52 in progress. I believe it's a singing group.
Never B-52 in progress.
The Rookies.
The Rookies was
Michael
great.
Michael Ontkean.
Yeah.
That was a great show, you guys.
George Sanford Brown and Sam, what was the other guy's name? I can't remember the other guy's name. Ah, whatever.
Sam whatever?
Sam whatever.
All right, what else?
Bruce Fairbairn was the other one.
The Waltons on Thursdays.
Oh, the Waltons.
That was good.
Na, 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 na.
And what day of the week was that?
Thursday,
the Waltons.
You know what was on opposite of that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Kung Fu.
Oh, no, please, Wendy, it's your show, please.
No, it really isn't. It's all of our shows. Thursday nights, you had the Waltons, that was on CBS. ABC had Mod Squad, which was with Peggy.
Loved it.
Oh, that was a great show.
Pete Lincoln, Julie?
Yes.
Who was the captain?
Captain.
Tige Andrews.
Okay, good. And then the Flip Wilson show was on NBC. Those was Thursday.
Was
Thursday's pretty good.
Thursday was solid.
All right, back to you, Matt. Sorry.
Yeah, no, and no, it's fine. Ironside was on Thursdays, and then Kung Fu and Streets of San Francisco were opposing Ironside.
Wow, that's pretty good too. That's a good. That would be a hard one to decide between.
Love Brady it.
I think I'd go Streets Friday. Of San Francisco. Was it the Michael Ooh. Douglas years or the Richard Hatch years?
Michael Douglas.
Oh yeah, I'd go. I think I'd go show. Streets of San Francisco there.
Now Fridays, you had a real knockdown slobber knocker. You had the Brady Bunch going against Sanford and Son.
Oh man, I'd go Brady Bunch.
Yeah, you have to.
I'd go Brady Bunch on that.
And then the Odd Couple versus Good Times and the $6 Million Man.
Good Times, honest to God, was one of my favorite shows. I honestly, yeah. I really don't know why, other than I loved it. And I didn't really particularly love Jimmy Walker, but I loved everybody else. Florida.
And,
you know what was weird about it is they went out of their way to make him say dynamite every week. Like they would set something up. I mean, I guess other shows do that a little bit too, but it was so blatant back then. Like if you got to the 2 minute before the end of the show, and you go, wait, he hasn't said dynamite yet. Guaranteed, they're going to figure out dynamite.
Well, that's actually why John Amos left the show. He got tired of everybody focusing on JJ.
Right.
So Cordy the Weatherman?
On Mary Tyler Moore, yeah.
All right, Matt, we have to run.
Wait, Saturday had the Partridge Family versus All in the Family. Neat.
Saturday, right. The Partridge Family went from Friday to for a year.
You're right.
Right.
And Alias Smith and Jones was also on Saturdays. That was that Pete Duell.
That was an awesome show.
And Ben Murphy.
That was a great show.
Loved it.
I love you, Bill and Wendy. You're the best.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Appreciate it. I like that he carries around a schedule from 1973 of the programming. That's very impressive.
I can go back to 69. I can get a schedule. You just go to in the 70s.com.
I swear,
I'm going to be tooling around on this website all night tonight.
So did you used to do this thing? Because I used to do this every year when they would announce the new fall shows. There'd be a grid in TV Guide, and you would go day by day, and you go, well, let's map this out. Let's figure out what goes where.
God, we had no lives, did we? We really were... a sucker to whatever the TV, the idiot box gave
us. Right, because you couldn't. There was no VCR. You couldn't tape anything. There was no DVR. You couldn't watch it later on demand. You had to watch it right then and there.
Bill, what was The Men? Thursday after Mod Squad. It was the meet between Mod Squad and Owen Marshall on
Counselor
ABC. Yes, The Men.
I'm not sure I know what The Men was.
Medical Center, do you remember that?
Oh, sure.
The mystery movie. Wah, 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 wah. Wasn't that it? McMillan and Wife? Or...
Well, it was McMillan Wife. It was Heck Ramsey, right? It was McLeod.
Oh,
was Columbo.
Dennis Weaver. Oh, Peter Falk.
Yeah. And what am I missing? Oh, Amy Prentice. With Jessica Walter.
Who's the Susan St. James?
Oh, Rock Hudson and Susan St. James. That's McMillan and Wife.
Oh, yeah. That's sorry.
Yeah.
Paul Lynde had a show up against the Carol Burnett Show on Wednesday nights.
Not for long. The Paul Lynde Show. It only lasted a year.
Somebody posted something on their Facebook page, and it was a throwback to Hollywood Squares with Peter Marshall hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And you just forget how funny it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Lynde was featured on this particular clip I was watching. And was he out then, or no one
he wasn't
talked about?
Out.
But
no.
he was like, there was one point where he like, which is it better to be a fairy or a pixie? And he's like, well, I would say fairy. So he was fine with saying it, and he had the best paisley shirts. It was like
right.
I want his shirt collection, the Paul Lynde collection.
He was larger than life.
Totally.
But back then, nobody was out. They were just...
But he didn't really, like, keep it a secret that he...
Right. Right.
I don't know. I guess he didn't say a man was attractive, but it's just he would
right.
hint
there were
at things.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't say tip.
I still remember whenever they would show a clip for his sitcom, The Paul Lynde Show. So the premise was, I can't remember what he did for a living, but whatever he did, it made him very tired, and he'd always come home and he'd complain to his wife and his daughter about how hard it was. So I always remember that the clip they always showed was he comes home. It was one of those honey, I'm home situations where the door swings open and you see him and he's all haggard looking. And then his wife goes, "Hey, Paul, how goes the rat race?" And then his answer was, "The rats are winning." And it got a huge, got a huge response from the audience. That was brilliant comedy in 1972.
The Paul Lynde Show, American sitcom that aired on ABC. The series starred comedian Paul Lynde and aired for one season.
Yeah, it wasn't very funny.
Doesn't say what he did for a living. Oh, he was a respectable attorney.
Oh.
Living with his wife and two daughters.
Oh, two daughters?
Paul Sims, that was his character name.
Yeah, I knew it was Paul.
That's a stretch.
Right. He had Tony Danza disease, where you could only play characters that had your own name. My name's not in the script. No, it's Paul. Oh, there it is.
Paul Sims, a quiet, respectable attorney living with his wife and two daughters, has his life turned upside down when his eldest daughter's new husband, Howie, takes up residence in the home.
Oh, imagine the hilarity.
It ensued, didn't it?
Every week, but not for too many weeks.
Wow.
He was so good. I mean, Paul Lynde at his best was on the Hollywood Squares, but then when they tried to transfer him to stuff like that, for some reason it just fell flat.
Which is odd because he really was funny.
He's a great actor. You saw Bye Bye Birdie, right?
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was really good in that.
Really super good.
Yeah, he'd have little bit parts. He'd be fine. But when he was the star of something...
Don't say little bit. Who knew we both did a Paul Lynde?
Everybody does a Paul Lynde. Judy also does a Paul Lynde. Let's hear it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Right. Everything has to go long.
Oh, my God. Stick around. We're going to do dueling Lynde's throughout the whole afternoon.
That's all I got.
That's beautiful, Jude. All right. We'll take a quick break. Judy's got the news and then more discussion. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder. Judy, by the way, filling in for you, Wendy, on Wednesday. She'll be doing your job.
Well, those are awfully big shoes to
fill. They're big shoes.
I only wear a size nine.
Well, I'm
already she's slamming me, saying I have big feet.
Hasn't Bozo borrowed shoes from you in the past couple times? I think he has.
Well, don't you notice your feet growing?
No.
Are they?
They did when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I used to always be a 7.5. Now I'm an 8.
Oh, I didn't know that happened.
I didn't either, but it seems
so
to me
some
that
parts of you get bigger, some parts get smaller. It's
well,
weird,
we know that
that
your nose keeps growing, your ears, and your boobs.
Oh.
I'm in luck.
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Not me, but yeah, mine will never grow again. Oh. But yeah. Oh. Well, unless I order them.
Can you get those online?
Yes.
Probably. I'm holding out.
Cyber Monday?
Exactly. I want a good deal.
Cyber Fun Day. Am I right? Am I going to have to get myself in trouble?
Yes, you're going to take a course now.
Yes, you are. So you're going to miss the WGN Christmas Spectacular.
I know. You know, I have had mixed emotions. I've had one knee replaced 11 years ago, and this other one has been slowly but surely going. And I tried to plan it at a time when there's not...
Slowly but surely is your nickname around the offices here, by the way.
Mainly just slowly.
That's what they call you when you're not
That's
looking.
What you call me.
We'll go with Shirley every time.
Yeah.
But I tried to do it at a time. First of all, I saved up all my vacation time for the end of the year, which we usually take that time off anyway. So I thought this was a perfect time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as I'm getting ready for the big surgery on Thursday morning, bright and early, I realized that like Christmas is coming and I have things that I want to do that I'm not going to be able to do because I'll be recuperating.
I'm surprised it's that long. How long will you not be able to walk?
They get you walking like that
right
afternoon.
Away. Okay.
I'm having surgery at 7 a.m. and I'll be walking by 2 that afternoon.
So what is the
issue
that you can't go to the mall?
It hurts like hell and you have to ice it and like they, it's pretty invasive. They put like titanium parts on your femur and your tibia and then they put it back together and they stitch you up like
so
crazy.
So it's the pain that's going to be...
Yeah, I guess.
And
do you do rehab? Do they
have to?
You do that for how many weeks?
I think 6 weeks.
Oh,
when
wow.
I had this one, when I had the first one done, I was off for 6 weeks, and I hurried back because I wanted to get back on the air. And then when I got back on the air, I was fired.
They said they might do that again this time.
I made Todd Manley change my contract.
Oh.
Because, you know, I tried to hurry to get back to work.
Okay, 6 weeks? It just seems like an awful long time for knee surgery.
I have nothing.
I just feel like they should now have a laser that just does it, and you're back to walking tomorrow.
My sister had both of her hips replaced at the same time, and I swear to God, she was out driving in 3 weeks.
I've heard that about hips.
Hips are they don't bend as many positions.
Well, that seems to be the thing, right? The knee, that you can't bend it.
You can bend it, but it's just therapy sucks. But, you know, I rush back to get back to work. I guess if your boss knows that they're firing you, they can't really say, you know, we're going to fire you when you come back.
Right.
But you'd think they'd say something like, oh, why don't you take a couple more weeks? You get 8 weeks. Why don't you just take that?
Mm-hmm. They didn't do that.
No. Well. And so that sucked. But I cried.
By the way, I'm available, Bill, any day. When I can't make it. But go ahead.
I cried every day for 9 months after I got my knee replaced. At some point, not for the whole day.
Wait, because it hurt?
It hurt.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Okay, how long ago was that?
11 years ago.
I'm going to say they've improved things.
This
right?
knee, I had issues. Like once they did the knee, I had to go back in the hospital 2 days later because it wasn't bending properly because of scar tissue from a previous surgery.
Oh, okay.
This knee was way worse than anyone anticipated, my right knee.
Mm-hmm.
I blew it out the first week of freshman year in high school, long jumping. I played basketball for 2 years, then injured it, and they removed all the cartilage. And back then, that's what they did. Like, you'd think doctors would go, you might need that cartilage someday.
Yeah.
So that's just how they did it. So this knee, I was worried about it at first, and now I'm like, you know what? I am going to rock this thing.
You are, girl.
We're having a cartilage drive for you on WGNRadio.com.
Really?
You can donate cartilage. Yeah.
Cartilage for kids?
Yeah, it's cartilage for kids. Dum, bum, 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 bum. All right.
Kids could use some cartilage.
So tomorrow is essentially, that's your last day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's your last day of the year.
Yeah, and I'm probably not giving Christmas presents till after the holiday. Because I don't have time to think of you people. I have to go get new bras and panties for the hospital.
Let's think about that for just a second.
I do.
For the hospital.
I think you take those off. So I don't
Well, for the surgery, but then afterwards, you know, my mom, the vision of my mom in my head is going, make sure you...
Bed? What?
I'm going to be up going to physical therapy for 2 days.
In your underwear?
Yeah.
They'll let you wear more than just your underwear in physical
therapy. It'll be like the girls playing basketball in the high heels in their underwear, too.
I'm pretty sure they let you wear more clothes than just your underwear.
I think you could wear your pajamas.
Yeah, they'll let you wear your pajamas.
Like sweats or something, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to go in your open-ended... thing in the back.
No, they told me to bring shorts.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so
and I'm bringing my Blackhawks jammies.
How long are you going to be in the hospital?
2 days.
Oh.
Well, 2 nights, 3 days.
And then you go to rehab. You have to be driven to rehab every day then?
Last time I had home rehab, we'll have to see. I just feel so old. But, you know, this is it. Knees last like 25 years now. The reason they made me wait so much before is knee replacements only lasted about 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Now they've made
Are we going to need knee replacements at some point?
No.
Bill and I?
No, we won't.
Okay. No, I had an injury that caused cartilage damage, and then from all the years of babying that knee, the other one
went.
Okay. So most normal people, you might with playing tennis,
I won't.
Though.
I get my knees rotated every 10,000 miles.
Yes, as you know, I work out as well.
Yeah.
But I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
Jazzercise, I mean, we jump a little bit.
Zumba. Roomba, that's the exercise I do. I watch my Roomba go around.
No, not there. Turn.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
I'm good, Wendy. I just want to wish you luck.
Thank you.
And happiness and goodness. My husband just had his knee replaced last week.
And how's he doing?
And he's doing great. The therapist was just at our house today, said he's exactly where he should be. But the doctor did tell him not to expect to be back to full capacity for 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months? Wow.
3 months.
That's a lot.
But
of
now he does stuff at work where he needs his knee. I could just, you know, come in here with a cane.
Retired,
seriously?
So.
Oh. Well, then
yeah,
what?
So
what
it's
is?
Okay.
But it's so it's going to take. I even give three longer than 3 months to fully recover. But
yeah. Yeah. Well, just to be able to play golf. That's what he's
doing. Oh, okay. That's what matters.
To play golf.
Is he in pain? Wendy just said that she cried every day for 9 months. Is he in that much pain, Colleen?
No, he's not because he took the doctor's advice and he has taken the pain pills every 4 hours, even though he doesn't really feel them horrible pain to keep from feeling the horrible pain. So do that, Wendy. Please do that.
Can I tell you, I did that before, and these pain pills and I don't agree at all. I get violently ill.
Well, ask for different ones. Absolutely. Yes.
There are different ones?
Yes. There's a whole range.
Yeah, there's different ones. Absolutely. Right. There are a bunch of different ones you can take. So if those don't work, the ones they give you, get different ones. Because really, that's the best advice I think you got from anybody, was to not let it get to the point where he's going to cry.
All right. Well, perfect. Good luck to him and continued healing.
Thanks,
Kelly.
And good luck to you.
Thank you. Is he a bear to deal with now? Because my surgeon said that the worst people to get knee replacements are muscular men in good shape, because they don't want to take it easy and sit down.
Right.
Surprisingly, he's not. I was prepared fully for that, but he's been really good. So
I hope
who knows?
I am.
The other knee will drop. I don't know.
Well, good luck. Thanks, have a nice holiday, Colleen.
You know what you're going to have to cut way back on is genuflecting.
I went to church yesterday,
back on the prayers.
And I did not. I
know how much you enjoy a good genuflect.
No,
you're going to have to hold back on all that genuflecting.
Just
until,
for like 3, 4, 5, 6 months, right. Maybe 9.
There's not a lot of that anyway anymore, is there?
Not that much?
No. I don't do that anymore.
They've cut back. Oh, the church has cut back.
I hate
back
to hear that.
A little bit.
Why? Why the moratorium on genuflecting?
Well, probably for the everyone's got a knee replacement.
Is that what it is?
It used to go up and down.
We all went, right? Didn't we all
Catholic Church?
When they would do the Stations of the Cross,
yes.
It was like a workout.
Oh my gosh! But now I feel like we only look at me like I go to.
I went to church yesterday.
Okay,
this is the most recent.
You probably just kneeled for the.
I did the older person kneel, where my knees
Half
were
kneel.
On the kneel, but
nah,
my butt was. I can't.
That's not a kneel.
I can't kneel right
Jesus
now.
Jesus doesn't like that.
I tried to do it full blown because I thought, you know what, this is the last time I'm going to church before I get it. This is so me making a deal with God.
Wow.
I'm like, this is the last time I'm
going
to be kneeling before my knee replacement. So maybe I'm going to really try. And then I lasted maybe 30 seconds and I'm like, God, really, I got to lean my butt back.
He understands you're having a knee replacement.
I guess. But when we used to go to church.
Don't think he doesn't know while you were there.
He knew.
Yeah.
No, I was only there because my son Dylan is getting his confirmation and Dylan was an usher. So we all went.
Okay. How convenient.
I know. Right. Well, it was the first time the whole McInerney's went in a long time.
Did you go light a candle? And
no. Don't push it.
You should have.
But
it's your last time in church before the big event. You should have lit a candle.
I'll be fine this time. But
I
noticed when, you know, we were younger and you used to walk to your pew, you would genuflect and then go in your pew. No one does that anymore.
No. And who decided that that's enough of that?
Older people still do it.
Yeah.
Those are the people that shouldn't do it.
I know, but it's burned into their
brittle.
Exactly. I kind of do it a little bit.
I don't really do it.
Do you still do you cross yourself with the holy water?
Yeah.
When you walk in?
Okay. When you walk in and exit. And it was pretty interesting because this was the hip youth group mass at our church, the 6 o'clock Sunday night mass.
Ironic, hip.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was.
And so all the young kids are there. There's a guitar mass kind of thing. And I love to sing. So Michael and I were singing like crazy. Jim was rolling his eyes at us going, please, would you guys shut up? And then when it came time for communion to be distributed, all the seniors in high school who are in the church youth
group
ensemble, they gave communion. And Jim looks at me.
Wait, how can that be?
That's what Jim said. Jim said to me, he goes, you know, I don't want to sound like an old man here, but there are teenagers giving me communion. And I said, I don't know. I know that you can be a layperson and do it, but they were administering communion.
All right. Do you remember, I don't know if it was like this at every church, but our church had a huge controversy when they started letting people
women.
Who weren't, not just women, but there were also deacons.
They
that
were laymen,
fully ordained.
I think that's what they were called.
So there were people that are like, I'm not going to go, I'm going to stop going to church if they just let anybody give out communion.
And the thing, and I remember this from when my grandma was younger, there would be a line for the actual priest. No one would go to the other person.
Yeah. Right.
And you're supposed to zigzag and zipper.
And the person would be like motioning, come over
like,
here.
My stuff's just as good. My body of Christ is just as good.
It's the formality of handing it out. It's already the body of Christ by that point.
Right.
Symbolically.
I mean, that's the whole point.
I had to go to the teenager
They don't do
yesterday.
Anything
you
right
did?
There.
Did they give out regular communion or Necco wafers?
It was the little flying saucers.
With the button candy inside?
Yeah.
I love those. Did you ever practice communion? Like before we could take communion, we would practice with Necco wafers. And we would say, my friends and I would go, body of Necco. And then we would give each other the communion wafers.
You said this before, but we used those flying saucers because that was
They're
the same
accurate.
Kind of
you could buy
disintegrating.
Wafers, the real
you
thing.
Can.
That
yes.
is a, you're
it was
blasphemous.
Always in like a little, no, you, it wasn't blessed.
Where, at the
was,
communion
they
store?
Hadn't been
yeah.
blessed.
They
yeah.
had them in a little like paper envelope.
Pre-blessed.
Yeah, we had them. Now, here's my problem. My kid, my middle one, just he was such a picky eater, so we were really petrified.
That he wouldn't like it?
That he would like. And what did he do? I could see him.
Oh,
kind
no.
Kind of gagging a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
That's blasphemous.
Because it's all about textures with kids like that.
Yeah. Yes, I had a kid like that,
yeah.
too.
First, when he was walking up... It was just a nightmare. You know how he was going to do the hand thing instead of the mouth, so,
right?
So
because that changed when you know our kids
right,
were growing
yeah, we
up.
We never did it in the hand.
You couldn't touch the wafer.
Gosh, no. But I forget. They tell you put your left hand on your whatever. There's a certain
the
way
right to, hand's on the top.
Left. Okay, right hand on top. So
why?
First,
because then you get the wafer on the left hand. You put it in your mouth and you can bless yourself with your right hand.
That's economical.
Yeah, so the wafer goes in your left hand.
Oh, yes, your left hand.
So he's going like this on the way up. And I'll just try, but he's putting his right hand on.
Like flip-flopping him.
And we're like, oh, my God, he's going to forget. He's going to freak
it's
out.
It's not that big of a deal.
It was. And this was the kid who had his head down the whole time, like in prayer. And he was saying, oh, my God, please don't let me mess this up. My parents are here. Anyway, so then he gets up there. Finally, he decides on a hand. He gets it. He takes it. Oh, he gets it, and he starts to walk away.
Without putting it in his mouth.
And the priest loudly
hey, come
says,
back with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Hey, put that in your mouth. Put that in your
Seriously?
Mouth.
Seriously?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Wow.
Which he did, and then started gagging a little bit, but then ran back to his pew. So it was all good.
The last time we went to church, maybe it was a few years ago, Jimmy Mack went through 12 years of Catholic school. And so when he got the communion wafer, I can't let it dissolve. I know you're supposed
it's
to.
It's built for that.
I know, but I still have to chew it. He left it on his tongue so gingerly that when we were doing the blessing at the very end, he stuck his tongue out at me, and it was still in its perfect form.
Wow.
What is this, a game?
I could. Well, that's what somebody said.
The Holy Host?
I put it on Facebook,
Swallow
and somebody said...
That's terrible.
That was the worst one. You're
oh
going to
gosh.
Hell. And the lightning bolts, really?
Whatever.
I'm having surgery.
I know.
I put it on Facebook because we were in the car on the way home and he still had it in its full form.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, you are so talented. And I put it on Facebook and somebody said, that's blasphemous. It isn't blasphemous.
No,
technically, you're not supposed to chew it. You're supposed to let it dissolve.
Right. And remember before because they're all round now, but before it was literally that
broken one.
And sometimes you get a really big piece.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, it was awesome.
I can't even put that in my mouth.
I love communion.
Right. Keep them coming. You just say that to the priest. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. I want another one.
That seems rather small. How come she got a bigger piece than me?
Were you guys ever able to have, like twice a year, they gave us wine along with the communion? So the first time they did that, we were in fourth grade.
Ooh. I don't want the wine.
Yeah.
And
Everyone
so they dipped it in
weird.
The wine.
They
the
dipped
wafer.
The wafer in the wine?
The wafer goes in the wine, and then he puts it on your tongue. So then I said, just to make my friend laugh, I didn't think the priest would hear it. I go, because I take the wine and I go, bold but pretentious, like that. And then afterwards, Monsignor Day, he goes, I heard what you said about the wine. And he goes, I have to agree with you. Thank you, sir.
I thought I was going to say it wasn't that good.
No.
But I like that my point of the seniors in high school doing the administering of the...
So they must have gone through some...
Yes.
Yes. ...that they were able to do.
Like, I think it's called a layperson where you do get specifically trained to be able to give communion. And I know that some people then will go to hospitals to give it if a chaplain isn't available.
There aren't enough priests anymore.
Right. I know. But what I like, honestly, being Catholic, I'm Catholic. I don't agree with 100% of the things they do, but it's like...
What percentage would you say you agree with?
I don't know.
More than half?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There are
right.
just some things that I wish they'd get a little more.
I feel like it gets better. It gets better. So.
And here's why. Because these teenagers who were there and participating and doing the, you know, reading and giving communion... We're not very dressed up. And
no?
I kind of like that because it's like, you know what? We just want you at church. So it doesn't matter if you have jeans on or if you're wearing your I saw a bunch of people with Hawks jerseys because the game was later that
really?
Night and it was 6 o'clock mass. And really, I
you
love
have a really
that.
Progressive church.
It's a lovely one.
Nearer.
Why? Would they turn someone away if they wore that?
I don't think people would even wear it. It's just, it's not, which is what turns me off, which is why I don't go a lot anymore.
Kids come in their soccer uniforms sometimes.
Yeah, see, if I hit a church like that, I think I would go more.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there going, I really don't like the 6 o'clock mass, and we kind of have to do it with Dylan getting confirmed. I like to get it over with, like go at 11, maybe noon at the latest. But the 6 o'clock mass, it's like all of a sudden we get home and it's 7:15 because with all the singing, it goes over an hour.
Yeah.
And then I got to make dinner, and then The Walking Dead is on. That's so much on a Sunday night. But
yeah.
I still really feel good when I walk out of mass.
Yeah.
So
it's serving its purpose. That's
and it was the first
for.
Week of Advent, so I may go the next 3 weeks before
they did the
Christmas.
Candles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I made my confirmation when I was in fourth grade.
We were eighth grade, and now they're making kids wait till freshman year.
Wow.
Because they think that that will prevent them from going on the, you know, path to bad people.
The path to bad people?
You know what I'm saying?
Think,
like,
you know what?
It doesn't work, though.
Yeah, maybe it was in fourth grade. I feel like I made it right at one
fourth
after the
was,
other.
That was
third
probably
grade.
First
Communion
confession.
Was, I feel like
Communion was second grade. Confession was fourth grade. Confirmation was eighth grade.
Yes.
Okay, maybe.
And then I got married freshman year in high school. Yeah. I just wanted to get everything done.
Well, you got it all, yeah. You got all the, well, and what do you really understand? I think that's why they wait now, too, so that people
you're
understand
not, between eighth grade and
more.
Freshman year, all you understand is why do I have to wait another
right.
year at my church?
Yeah.
That's all you understand.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
And I feel terrible because when I made my confirmation, it was one of those things where I did it because my mom made me. And really, I'm making my kids. But then as you turn into an adult, you're happy that your parents did that. Either you follow the route that your parents gave you or you go some other way. But at least you were given the foundation.
Yeah.
And then when you're an adult, you can make your own decision.
Yeah.
But until then.
Well,
yeah. Bill was the one who didn't want to get confirmed. And the nurse, the sister scared you.
Me.
Right.
She said, I've been doing this for years and years, and we've never lost one, and it's not going to change with you. You're doing it. And I said, but the whole purpose
of this.
She had
her, like a ruler in her hand?
Always.
Yeah.
In a belt, in like a ruler belt. she took it from Bob Coppers, our handyman at school. It was a ruler belt.
Like the Trader Joe people have the knife in their little thing.
Yeah.
She had a ruler.
She had a ruler in there. Different size rulers.
Never know when you're going to need to smack someone's hand.
Different size.
Right. For what job? But she forced me to do confirmation. But the purpose of it was to say, okay, you guys set me on this path, and I'm going to continue down it.
Right.
And I said to her, I'm not. I'm not religious.
That's why I'm saying it should be
later
after
on.
High school. Yeah, it should be when you're
right.
almost when you're an adult. So
yeah.
You understand what it means.
Yeah, but then if you wait till you're too old, like Bill, he was like, I don't want any part of this. You got to get them while they're young.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but we're talking in circles. Get them while they're young. Even if they don't understand and don't agree,
they'll want it someday.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never wanted it.
Well, you need it, though, if you want to get married in a Catholic church or do, bury and all that.
You didn't, though, did you?
No. I didn't, but for other people who are kind of on the fence.
That's true.
I just never, from the time I was little, none of it made sense to me. None of it, you know? So I knew back then.
Well, it still doesn't make sense to me.
No,
that's not why we're Catholic.
No, I guess.
We're Catholic
because
we were told
to be Catholic. I always tell people, because I have a lot of friends who are always trying to get me to go to their churches.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know what, I'm a bad Catholic, but I'm a Catholic.
Me too.
And I like being a Catholic.
But I understand, like, the reason almost any religion was invented was because we all have this kind of need to belong to something, some group thing. And I get that. And I have that, but just not from a religious standpoint.
No, the tennis club.
Yeah, I belong to a tennis club. That's all I need.
Well, do you believe in God?
Let's not get into that.
All right.
Here.
Well, you're way beyond that, then.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't have a religion, but you believed in God. Okay.
But I never say atheist because that makes people angry. Like if you say atheist,
it
people get angry.
It does make me so mad.
And I don't know, but I never try to sway anybody.
You are an atheist. If
well,
you don't
what's
no,
the difference between agnostic and atheist?
In my opinion, atheists are more not only verbal about it, but they want to convince you that you should also not believe. And I don't care. Like, whatever anybody believes, I'm fine with it. Whatever
I thought agnostic was you don't believe in any God, and atheist is you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
No.
No. Look at how we all have our own interpretations.
Yeah, what is it?
Almost the same. It's just how active you are in it. Like,
I don't think, though, atheist, you're making it sound like a political
choice. It borders on...
I think you're thinking about the atheist you know and the atheist we knew. Oh, actually, yeah. He just died. Our resident atheist, didn't he?
Who's this? I don't know who it is.
Bob Sherman. Robert Sherman. He was, for the entire time I've been a reporter, he was like, I call him that, but he was our go-to guy.
Remember Madeline Murray O'Hare?
Rob Sherman. Atheism is about belief or specifically what you don't believe. Agnosticism is about knowledge or specifically about what you don't know. An atheist doesn't believe in any gods. An agnostic doesn't know if any gods exist or not.
There you go.
So I'm probably more in that bracket.
Agnostic?
But I honestly, I've had so many conversations with people over the years who try to convince me. And I go, why? You're never going to change anyone's mind about religion or politics. It's impossible.
Yeah.
You know?
I never tried. I don't care what you are, but it, because you don't push it in people's faces.
Never.
If you kept saying something like, well, I don't believe in God. Really? You believe in God? That would bother me because I do. So, that's why everybody can just believe what they want to believe and just, keep it in your own.
Because that's what it's all about.
And
it should be.
It is. And it's, as Bill pointed out, like when I am at church and I'm walking out, I feel awesome. So I'm getting out of it.
Purpose.
Yeah. And if
that's
you don't,
how I feel at church when I finally get there.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's just the getting there that I'm.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Maybe it's just all that.
But you do what makes you feel good, really, about religion, politics, and love and sex. Do what makes you feel good. And then you're
okay.
If you
can find those in the same building, you're doing something right.
That's called heaven.
But seriously.
Judy, thanks for hanging out.
You bet.
We'll take a quick break, then we'll close up the shop. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I just thought you'd be pleased to hear that.
That should be the national anthem.
I love it.
You really should. All right, everybody, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. And looking at the schedule, it looks like they have penciled us in for another one of these tomorrow, Wendy.
All right, I'll be here for that.
And then no more for you.
Not till the end of the year. But I may call in. Do you mind if I call in? That was another sign I was going to get fired after I got my knee replaced. I called in to say the surgery went okay and they didn't take my call.
No.
That was a bad sign,
we'll
wasn't
see
it?
See how things go. I don't know. All right.
All right.
That's it, everybody. Tune in again tomorrow. It's Wendy's last show of the year. Will there be prizes? No. Probably not.
Probably not.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.